From WGCU News, I'm Andrea Perdomo. As the partial government shutdown approaches the one-month mark, members of one branch of the military are feeling its effects particularly hard, the Coast Guard. As WGCU's Rachel Iacovone reports, here in coastal Southwest Florida, one family-owned establishment is helping those in need.
LaMotta's Italian restaurant has become a multi-generational staple for Fort Myers natives and visitors alike.
Being here 40 years, we've never seen it this bad. And I've been through hurricanes. I've been through housing markets, the stock market crash. But the red tide and the algae bloom this year was the worst that's ever happened. It was the first time that I was scared that I wasn't going to make it.
But make it they did, which LaMotta's chef and owner, Carmelo LaMotta, credits to the local community and Coast Guard members who were there during the lean red tide months. He speaks now on the phone from his hospital bed, where even in the middle of recovering from a recent medical procedure, he's concerned about giving back to the community that he says has always given to him. Earlier in the week, LaMotta made a Facebook post announcing that the restaurant will be giving free meals to members of the Coast Guard, as they're the only military branch that's been furloughed during the partial government shutdown.
When we saw this happening, I couldn't believe it. They're the ones that are out there every day patrolling the waterways to be sure that we're safe. And here, they're going to work and not getting a paycheck.
So the LaMotta family has decided to do what it can by offering members of the Coast Guard and the TSA free meals for as long as the shutdown lasts. At the restaurant, LaMotta's father, Sal, is ready to greet any and everyone with open arms.
They want to come. I open my door. If they want to come, the door is open and the table is waiting.
Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Fort Myers.